let Zion travail. That's you.
Yes, Lord.
You're not travailing. You're just not doing it. So glad to see you, Brother Chair. No. Before went you out to sea. See? All I got to do is start quoting this Bible to you. All you fine Bible folks. Yes, sir. All I got to do is start quoting the book that you say you believe. I'm talking to you. We're a bunch of mockers. We really are. See? Look how he responds. Oh, boy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Honored with our lips.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
But our heart is far from them.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God.
You.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Depend so much upon your own works. Now, where did I start?
Hallelujah.
Too hot, too cold?
Bless you, Jesus.
Oh, silence is golden, huh? In this generation, God says, I will not keep silent. So how's he going to talk? How's he going to get his message to the world?
Voice.
To us. We're living testimonies. You know, to me, I get amazed at, because I'm looking right at your faces and you're all trying to convince me that you're hearing me, but there's no response from you. Just like a bunch of statues, idols.
Yes, Lord.
What do you think iniquity is? Who's the idol? Come on, answer me. Who's the idol? Huh? We sang it for years. Let me lose myself. Well, unless you do that, you won't find it. Nobody ever sang that song?
Yes.
Is there anybody here that has never sang that song? Never heard it? And boy, how you would sing it. Let me lose myself and find it, Lord, in thee. Let all self be slain.
Yes, Lord.
To my friends, we'll only see you, Lord. It may cause me grief and pain.
Oh, yes.
As I take my scourging.
Yes, thank
you. And get hung on the cross. And it may cause me grief and pain.
Yes.
This is some. I am actually quoting words, and you people don't make any move at all. You are so hardened. That you're not talking about me, are you, brother? Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
I keep telling you folk what I do at the house on Saturday. I keep trying to figure out, what can I say? What else can I say that I haven't already said?
Amen.
Who else do I talk to that I haven't already talked to?
Oh, God.
Huh?
Jesus.
Here we are. No response. It's a deadpan look. As the Lord began to speak to me laying in the bed, I said,
oh, God,
would you please quicken me with these words you're saying inside of me that I don't forget them? And then, amen, 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 amen. And now you love me, don't you? Yes, sir. We sure do love Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Before I go any further, I was promised by one of my adversaries that he would show up here this morning. So I came looking for him.
All right.
I thought he'd be outside, but now I realize he's going to be right here.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to shine to let the devil use you.
That's right.
Sit right there and let him use you.
My Lord.
And no fear.
Glory to God. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Look at his faces. See, you're never going to get a change of face.
Oh, God.
Without a change of heart. Because the thing that stands out more in your face than anything else is your eyes.
Oh, Jesus.
Your eyes. Show what's in your soul. No amount of warning, no amount of it, moved this last generation. None at all. A generation where they are lovers. Oh, they're lovers, all right. They know how to love. Now, instead of you folk getting upset with me, I'm quoting a book. Whereby you live by or die by. My words, God said, are spirit and life, but you got to believe them.
Thank you, God.
You can't just sit around like a bunch of deadheads.
Thank you, God.
How about coming to the tabernacle this morning?
Thank you, God.
It's written, I will enter his courts. Did you do that? Did you do that? Did you do it? Did you leave others with you? Did you do it? Oh, you did. I didn't hear you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
See? And I know how you're going to react. So I say, how do I talk to him? What do you say to him? What can I say to any of you looking right through in the eye? But you're not referring to me, are you, right there? Yeah.
Thank you, God.
Sometimes when I watch how you people, I get so angry inside. God, that's all right. But God, why are they continually doing it?
My God.
Often reproved.
Amen.
Hardening. Are you going to do it now?
Oh, God.
Are you going to sit there and harden yourself again?
My Lord.
Using your own iniquity to think you're doing something right? Let me forget about him, Lord. Put him behind me.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
I'd like somebody to go to John chapter 6, please. Oh, Matthew, Mark, Luke, fourth book in the Bible, New Testament.
Oh, God.
And I want to hear the words of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus.
My good reader, you haven't read from me for a while. That's not too bright for you. John chapter 6. Boy, you got to get you a new Bible.
Glory.
Hey, John chapter 6 comes after John chapter 5. Before John chapter 7. Well, isn't that nice? True. Somebody said true. No kidding. You're fooling me. I don't speak the truth. And because I speak the truth, you should know the truth. And the truth should He's setting you free of you.
You're
still bound up by your own. You got it? I want you to find a word where Jesus start talking. This is John chapter 6.
Yeah. And Jesus said unto them.
And Jesus said unto them.
I am the bread of life.
I am the bread of life.
He that cometh to me.
He that cometh to me.
Shall never hunger.
Shall never hunger.
Jesus. Holy.
Read.
And he that believeth on me.
And he that believeth on me.
Yes.
Shall never thirst.
Shall never thirst.
Hallelujah.
Read.
But I said unto you.
But I said unto you.
That ye also have seen me.
You have seen me.
Believe not.
What have you seen God do? On these grounds.
Hallelujah.
At this time.
Hallelujah.
In this ministry.
Amen.
In you.
Come on.
Hey!
Yes.
Boy, you are just damn stubborn. That's all there's to it. There's no reason to act like that. No reason.
No.
Except you don't believe you've seen. Or you've heard.
Jesus.
That believing, huh? How much do you believe in? Jesus said you believe in God? Well, that's the same thing you say. Look at your brother and sister. Say you believe in God?
Believe in God.
Then believe also in me.
Amen.
I'm supposed to believe in you?
Hallelujah.
Why? Because Christ is in you.
Yes.
If you believe that.
Yes.
If you believe that.
Yes. Oh, God.
Now that's not a scripture I was going to use because I got plenty up there. But every time I come with a load to speak, then you people,
you,
just the way you react.
Thank you, God.
You react almost like the bunch of folk did on the triumphant entry to Jerusalem. Hosanna! Hosanna! And Jesus ended up weeping.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Of course, you've never heard me talk about that.
Oh, yes.
Nah.
Oh,
yes. Nah, you haven't.
Oh, yes.
Read some more, son.
All that the Father giveth me.
All that the Father giveth me.
Shall come to me.
Shall come to me.
And him that cometh to me.
And he that cometh to me.
Hallelujah.
No wise.
I will in no wise.
Hallelujah.
Cast out.
Hallelujah.
Lord, came down from
Glory.
Heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me.
Amen.
Amen.
And this is the Father's will.
I wonder if there's a man on this earth that God has sent.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
And unto you.
Hallelujah.
You lepers.
Hallelujah.
Had the prophet been sent. Say you're the prophet. How dare you say you're a child of God? How dare you say you're more than a conqueror? How dare you say you're... How dare you? Who do you think you are? As a man thinketh in his heart. So is he. Come on, folks. Who do you think you are? You don't know? Now, I want you to find a point where he talks, and he said the people left. Is that John chapter 6?
Yes.
Boy, are you ever going to try to make an effort to do this collectively, universally, as one people? They gladly heard the word.
Hallelujah.
Where's the gladness?
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm not sure you're preaching the word right there. I don't read it like that. That ain't the way I see it. I don't understand that like that. And the scripture tells you very clearly what to do about that. lean not unto your own understanding. Oh, I believe I read that somewhere. I wonder what that means. But in all thy ways, acknowledge God, and He will direct thy path. Wow! Wow! Where He leads me, you bunch of stubborn, gnash on with your teeth. Give me those dagger looks out of your eyes. Pity me, pity you. You've been pitied. Boy, this is tough. I pled with God to get somebody else. Somebody y'all can believe. Because as long as I live among you, in this flesh and blood, you're not going to believe. Because flesh and blood, it will never convince you that Christ is in me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Never do it.
No.
And when Jesus said that to Peter, what did he say to him? See, you don't know the scriptures. That same Peter.
Oh yes.
Who had a revelation given him by God. Sister Burgess. Sister Burgess. No.
That is a prophet in South Carolina.
That's what brought you here?
Yes.
That's what keeping you here? Come on.
Amen.
I'll be almost 3 years now.
January 18th.
3 years for what?
Since you've been back on the ground.
Since I've been back on the ground. Wonder why God did that. Because usually I got back on the ground, half the people left. Let's read here again, boy.
From that time,
hallelujah.
Many of his disciples
went back.
Hallelujah.
Where you at, wise guy?
All right.
I moved all my goons from the front.
All right.
Because you said you were going to come and you were going to take me and my goons. Well, I ain't got no goons.
Yeah.
Did I show up out to Terry?
Yes, sir.
Right there looking for him.
Yes.
Where you at, you devil?
Yes, Lord.
Where you at, you Antichrist? You're around here somewhere.
Yes. Show yourself. Amen.
Oh. You ever manifest himself in you?
Yes.
Against?
Yes.
Against?
Yes.
Against?
Yes.
Against?
Yes.
I'm for this, but I'm against that.
Amen.
Right.
Against?
Glory.
So true, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
From that point on, many went back and walked. Where are you, Chris Jenrick? Where are you, Chris Snyder? Where are you, Christopher? Where are you, Jonathan? Where are you, Enoch? I'm calling their names on purpose.
Yes.
You better knock it off. You got plenty of time in your own little solitude to get rid of that damn spirit on you.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
Amen. What an encouragement to look at your eyes. Oh, am I being encouraged?
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
I was sitting out front with Terry for a moment. I said, when I think about when I say things, time is a
ally of deceit.
Who wrote that?
Richard Reeves.
Where are you, Richard Reeves? I don't see you too much anymore on WorldNet Daily.
Hallelujah.
I told him then when he got access to WorldNet Daily, I said, why don't you put a good word in for the prophet? He wouldn't do that. And all the folks don't want to be associated with the prophet.
Amen.
Mm-mm. He's a sinner. He's not a problem with that.
Amen. Right. Amen. Hallelujah.
We associate with sinners.
Yes.
We understand sin, don't we? Do we or don't we? But there is a sin on the death. If any man see a brother, sin. A brother?
A brother?
A brother?
Amen.
Sin a sin or unto death, don't pray for him. Don't ask for him.
Amen.
He's dead.
Amen.
Period. Look, you, if you folk don't start right now, right this minute, God is something. I can look them right square in the eye and they sit there and they think they're convincing me. Now you're hardening, you're stiffening, you're rebellious.
Oh, Jesus.
The word of God coming to you.
Thank you.
On you is the word of God sent. Unto you. Go dip seven times.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a point there I want to get out before I go back up here and see if I can pick up where I got from God in reference to the.
From that time, many of his disciples went back.
Many of his disciples went back. From the great gathering in 19. I stood right in the pulpit.
Yes.
And I said, next year this time, I stood right, looked at them all right, just like I'm looking at you.
Yes, you did.
There was Pastor Roberts, Pastor Dow, Kirk Higbee. Stop it.
Amen.
Stop rebelling against me.
Yes.
Brother Simon.
Yes.
Brother Jackie. Sister Kim. Sister Burgess. Brother Timothy.
Amen.
Brother Richard.
Amen.
Where are all the fine friends?
Amen.
That God gathered together so miraculously.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I tell you mock me.
Oh, God.
God, damn this generation. Damn them, God. Just damn them. I'll get to it in a minute.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
This is a condemned generation.
Yes, it is.
As long as you keep thinking, responding, and acting like them, you are going to be condemned with the world.
Yes.
Come on.
Amen.
With the world.
Amen.
Come on, Dave. Amen. What?
Judge ourselves. We should not be judged.
Either judge yourself, then you won't be judged.
Amen. Glory. Yes, Lord God. Oh, God.
Come on, quote it. No wonder you're dead. You don't know the word of God. don't got it. Somebody please read it.
For we judge ourselves.
For if we judge ourselves,
we should not be judged.
We should not be judged. Won't have to be. And the judge of the day will stand.
Hallelujah!
Won't have to be judged. But in judge of the day, if you can't stand, you're going to be condemned. All the Jesus didn't come to condemn. He said, I did not come to condemn the world, but I came that the world through me might be saved, so they won't be condemned. But they are going to be condemned. So, God, they won't budge. They just sit there as hard as rocks. Oh, God. Oh. Let the wicked forsake his way. And the unrighteous man his thoughts.
Yes.
Doesn't it amaze you? I only have a Bible in my hand.
Glory!
And yet I quote scripture after scripture. And the only reason you don't know that is because you don't know the scriptures.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba.
If we would judge ourselves,
we should not be judged. When we are judged, we should not be condemned. We are chasing the Lord, that we should not be condemned.
I sat on my computer yesterday. That should shame me. How God's been chasing me and scourging me.
Yeah.
Now, you folks don't believe that. Just because I'm standing fast in the liberty, yeah. Well, Christ has made me free. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. And you can try to bind me?
Yeah.
I went to that store yesterday with Samson.
Yeah.
I've been raised up to bring this to the gate to the end.
Yeah.
These old Philistines are gone.
Yeah.
Now, if you got to stop binding me, I can handle them. Well, yeah, you buddy. You promised me you're going to stand here and face this morning. I've been waiting for you, you devil.
Amen. Oh, bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Yeah, he called me.
Glory. Bless you.
Oh, it's amazing what they do. I know you're God's man, but you ain't doing what God wants you to do. Now you gotta do what I tell you to do. And if I did that, then I wouldn't be telling you what God told me to do. Oh, come on, you don't believe that. You believe I should listen to you, don't you? Don't you? Don't you?
Oh, gosh.
Well, if I listen to you, I'll be listening to God. I would just walk to that door.
Glory!
Huh?
Glory!
I want the Antichrist to be manifested. Be a good place right here to start.
My Lord. Jesus.
I want to be revealed in some of you.
Yes, Lord.
As you constantly defy the word of God to you. We didn't listen to you. Oh, didn't make a damn charge. Like Sandy did it with an email. Well, you keep dividing families. I didn't divide that family. That's a damn lie.
Amen.
That kind of lie is going to be a damn person. And you believe it?
Oh, bless you.
I believe in uniting the family of God. I believe we ought to be together again. And we let the devil draw you away onto some false pretense. Sister Burgess? Sister Burgess?
Yes,
save
Lord.
Me.
Yes.
Did I lose you that quick?
No. The prophet.
You got a big mouth. Use it.
Yes. The prophet. Yes. The prophet.
Yes.
The prophet. Yes.
The prophet.
Just Now, there's a point in this story I want to bring out to you if I can.
Oh,
read on. From that point on,
and many of his disciples went back.
Many of his disciples?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Who were already disciplined?
Yes.
Follow me?
Hallelujah.
As I disciplined him, he said, you follow me.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm following Jesus. Never mind, you don't even sing it right. Just nice little sweet songs. Well, you're not judging right. I'm going to judge the wrinkle of your nose. The blink of your eye.
Yes.
The thought of your heart.
Amen.
I am going to judge.
Yes.
Who made you a judge?
God, oh God, oh God, oh God.
Oh
God.
Oh. Yes, Lord.
After they said to Moses.
Oh.
After they said to Jesus. Who made you a judge?
God, oh God, oh God, oh God.
Well, where do you think you got the right to judge us?
Thank you, Jesus.
Read.
And no more with them.
Read.
Then said Jesus unto his 12.
Then said, listen to this. He had a multitude of people. When he got done with that little statement, all he had left was 12. Now, come on, folks. Come on. You read that, but have you ever taken notice of that?
Yeah.
Then, Jesus unto the 12.
He also go.
The ones he chose.
Yes, amen.
The ones he handpicked by divine revelation.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
I told you I did that.
Yes. Praise on your
God.
And picked Judas Iscariot. He knew he was the devil. He said, I knew from the beginning he was the devil. He knows you. I'm so glad that Jesus chose me. Said, you didn't choose me though. I chose you. What did he choose you for?
Faith.
Chose you to believe. And then he gave you what to believe. He gave you the Holy Ghost to help you believe. And the believers are at it. Is there anybody in this house that will shake yourself from your systematic way of sitting around? Don't do it. Yeah, but you would not. 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 Unless, I will not. I will not. I will not. You can't feel that spirit this morning? You can't sense that here?
Oh,
huh? Read.
Then said Jesus unto the 12. Will ye also go away?
Will you also go away?
And said, then Simon Peter answered him.
Then Simon Peter.
Oh, God.
Lord.
Now, I'm going to try to paraphrase that. Can you see him sitting there? And Jesus turned to talk to all 12 of them. Said, you also going to leave me? I've been thinking about it, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
When I watched all them folk leave you.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Yeah. I've been thinking about it. But where am I going to go?
Glory.
See how you react to that?
Yes.
See how you react to that?
Yes, Lord.
Huh? What a message.
Amen.
What a message.
Amen.
But you don't hear it, do you? Where am I going to go, Lord? I left my fishing boat. I left my net. Then later on, Peter, Jesus said to Peter, go catch a fish. I will make you fisher. Go catch one, Peter.
Fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me.
Well, Peter didn't say that. Well, what did he say? All right, sisters, know what he said. What to call it?
Lord, we left all to follow.
Lord, we've left all to follow you. Where are we going to go? Back? We don't have nothing to go back to.
Amen.
Why are you doing that?
Amen.
Why, please tell me why do you keep sitting there with that damn look on your face? Why do you keep doing that?
Amen.
You're rebellious, stubborn. You think you're going to save yourself?
No.
You need a Savior.
Amen.
If you're going to save yourself, then you need to save yourself from yourself. You're the only one hindering you. Nobody else. You're the only one. It's me. It's me. Sister Burgess. They're just tolerating you. That Sister Burgess is running her mouth. You know. And that's just old Sister Burgess. Saturday morning, Sister Burgess, I'm sitting down and they switch over to this tabernacle. I listen all the time for that voice. Now, you don't come on hollering to the prophet. You get on your knees over there and you start crying out to Jesus. Start praying to the Lord your God. Why? Because there's a God in Israel. There's a God in Jerusalem. There's a God in this tabernacle. He's in this place. He's here now. Whoa! Take off your shoes. You're on holy ground.
Thank you.
It is written. God declared or did declare the end right in the beginning.
Hallelujah.
Later on, Jesus came along and he said, all things who I was in the beginning, all things concerning me have an end. Look, man. Wow. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Oh, bless you.
It's not going to be hard for God to condemn this generation. You're going to just let him go there and condemn himself.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
Don't you know when you justify yourself? You're actually condemning yourself?
Amen.
Don't you know when you believe you're doing right? You're actually saying Jesus is not doing right. don't know that, do you? Even though I told you many times.
Oh, bless you.
All right. It is written.
It's written. Hallelujah.
How do we ever get the Bible? The first books of the Bible, first five books of the Bible, were written by Moses.
Amen.
And Moses wrote about the beginning.
Amen. Yes, he did.
He wasn't even there in the beginning, was he? Or was he?
Amen.
Hmm? You are something else, Paul. That mind is so. Eight, four, three, five, three, eight, one, three, three, four. Come on, the race, Satan.
Amen.
Out here.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Amen. Out here.
That's
the out here.
Yes.
Got my own little seat.
Glory.
Brought my face along with me.
Oh, Jesus.
Out here. Your iniquity is here.
Hallelujah.
Just before I came out of the house,
Jesus.
I went search for something. According to Guinness World Record, as of 1995, the Bible is the best-selling book of all time, with an estimated 5 billion copies sold and distributed.
Jesus.
It's written.
Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Word. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Yes.
Boy, not.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Now, before it was ever printed, it was written. Scribes. Moses wrote.
Yes.
Wrote. He wrote what was written.
Uh-huh.
And what was written is what he heard by the Spirit of God. For holy men of old spake or wrote. Somebody please, for God's sake, somebody please, I pray with you. You are a bunch of hard-hearted. You don't give a damn about the Word of God.
My Lord, Word.
Just rebel against it.
Ooh,
Oh, you're not going to make a fool out of yourself saying, Lord, I really believe.
Uh-uh.
You wouldn't do that.
Thank you for your word, Lord.
Oh, the Catholic Church is the one that wrote the Bible. Isn't that amazing how God used even the Catholic Church to pick up? Where did Luke get in the book? He was not one of the apostles.
Oh, my God.
Can I tell you why Luke's in the book? Chapter 1.
All right.
You folks should know either where I'm going. Well, why did God have to choose Luke, who wasn't even an apostle? Not even an apostle. Hey! Why did he choose me? I wasn't even an apostle.
Glory! Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
When I look upon you, you're not going to believe that God brought me to you and you to me to save you. How are we doing? A guy was here last week, said he came to be saved. Then he left. He ain't back this week.
Oh,
so he lied, didn't he? He lied, didn't he?
Yes.
Didn't he?
That's right, yes.
Oh, I'm here to be saved, brother. Are you?
Now, Lord.
They left all.
Oh, Jesus.
Whosoever loveth. Oh, come on now. Come on now. Except the man hate.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Well, now, I don't think Jesus meant that. Hey, Daddy. Yeah? Isn't God very smart? Oh, yes, honey. He's very smart. Then how come God can't say what he means?
Hallelujah.
And means what he says.
Yeah. Amen.
Is he a mean God? Does he mean what he says?
Oh.
Kind of mean, ain't he? Any kind of mean. Did any man come after me and hate not?
Amen.
You guys kind of mean, Lord.
Oh, yes, Richard. Thank you, Father.
It's written.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It's written.
Hallelujah.
His own life also. It's written. What comes after that?
Cannot.
Now you see what's hindering you from being his disciple? He cannot. It's written. It is 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 written. Wonder what God had in mind when he designed that the Bible being translated from German, because the first translation that was written down was in German. I said it was in German.
Yes.
And then God did a miraculous thing with a guy named Martin Luther.
Yes.
Just picked him out of nowhere.
Glory to God.
And had him climb up the steps on his way to honor God. And then he heard God speak.
Yes.
Martin Luther!
Yes.
The just!
Yes.
Shall live by faith!
Yes.
Where's that at? It's written!
Yes.
How come you folk don't know what's written when I speak it?
Amen.
He didn't finish climbing up them steps. No, he didn't.
No. Amen.
That was the beginning of the restoration of all things. The first thing God restored was it's written. It's written. And the last thing he's going to do in restoration, he's going to tell you what it's written. He will send Jesus because it's written. It's written. It's written. It's written. But nobody knows. But here in this last time, he sent you a prophet and said he's coming in your lifetime. Whose lifetime are you talking about? No, it's talking about mine. God damn, they won't buy it. I'm the sign. Don't you weep for me.
No.
When I'm gone.
No.
Woo. When I hear that last trumpet sound, my feet.
Jesus.
Seems like we speak all your words in vain. They forget them. And you can't convince them that the forgetting is willingly. They just don't want to retain it in their mind. I paid dearly, Lord, and I know it because you told me over 10 years ago or longer, don't go to the world anymore. I spent millions of dollars preaching this gospel of the kingdom to all nations. I read, and even to this day, I get from Brazil, from Moscow, from Italy, from Middle East. Oh, I heard you years ago, prophet. I'm glad you're still there. You reminded me of never mind. See, you folk ain't gonna buy it. You're not gonna buy it. You're just so damn stubborn. And the rich man died.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And he went to hell.
Hallelujah.
And the prophet died. And he went to hell.
My Lord. Glory.
You folks still don't believe me. 77 days in hell, then 30 more?
Yes.
Come on, hell is when you're separated from God.
Amen.
But even though I went to hell, I wasn't separated from
God. No,
he was right there.
Thank God.
Tell you what?
Yes.
Praise God. Right. I said, I do it again last night because I keep forgetting. I said, boy, what a bit. Oh, this is so much better.
Hallelujah.
I'm in a jail cell, but I'm not alone. You don't believe that. If I don't hear God talk to me, if I don't get some kind of consolation like he gave me this morning, it's written. It's written. It's written. It's written. I will come again. It's written. It's written. To receive you unto myself. It's written. It's written. It's written that where I am, there you may be also. Be long though, just as service is over, you'll be on your little old way again.
Again.
With destruction on every side. Learn nothing from the scripture, do you? I don't believe that. Yes, he did. Where am I going to go? Will you also leave me? Man, let me see. Can't go back to my fishing boat. And then later on, Jesus sent him back to his fishing boat. Hey, Lord, how are we going to pay taxes? I ain't got my boat no more. Oh, are we confronting that very soon? How are we going to pay these taxes? How are we going to... They're going to take the tax exemption away from us. Our world's in need. Our governments are robbing us of everything. And I keep telling you people, if we had to pay taxes for all of you, hey, Brother Mark, do we have to pay some tax for every house? What's it for?
Solid waste.
Solid waste. They make us pay. Whether we have any solid waste or not. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. They are quieting it? Made you pay for your own bank account. Can't buy gas without taxes. You got there. What do you think fluctuates the price of taxes, of gas? It's taxes. not the cost of it, the taxes. And I try to tell you, God, I know I've done it. I know I've done it. Let them go to hell, God. Let them just sit there with their hard heads. I told you when Jesus came the first time, the thing that got him from Nazareth to Bethlehem, where it was prophesied that he was born, was taxes. 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 Well, here we are at the end time, where things going to get us from this earth to heaven, and they're raising the taxes. The taxes. The taxes. If we have hope in this life in Christ, if that's then you're miserable. That's why y'all look so miserable, huh? That's why you look miserable. Well, yes, sir. You promised me you would be here this week. I'm looking for somebody to do it because God will kill somebody.
Amen. Oh Lord, yes.
But to you, honey, feel that's already killed in my presence. I can't believe that you people have seen this thing take place. Where are they? Nobody saw them coming up here. I remember when Chris were both left, they said, are we still permitted to come to service? I said, sure. Sure. Yeah. And they came for a while. And then he got a little conspiracy going, didn't they? I wonder why I haven't heard about the flood down there. I know what happens to the river when it floods. Did you ever see it when it floods down there? I seen it come right up into the house. I'll knock it off. These little looks. Boy, what looks come out of your eyes whenever I say something so simple, so true. And you see, folk, you got to become converted and become like a little child.
Amen.
Well, you will in no wise. I'm all grown up, ain't I, Daddy? Help myself, Daddy.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Let me help you fix that, baby. Oh, Daddy, I can handle it. See what I do with you, Mrs. Burgess? Every single week I give you a chance to remind yourself and everybody else
that there is the prophet.
Oh, she updated that thing.
Amen.
She used to say there is a prophet. Now she's updated that thing.
Glory! Yes, Lord.
Thou art the Christ.
Yes.
When he comes, boy, he will be updating it.
Glory!
My God, this is a generation. God, the last, it's got to be the last one. It's just got to be. It's just got to be the last one. It's got to be. Save yourself from this last generation so that you can look for the generation that ought to come, or the ages. That's another thing. You talk about ages and folks still don't get it. The seven church ages were times that you could not pinpoint whether 200 years. But in the ages to come, there'll be no years. On and on and on and on. There'll be no dying. There'll be no sickness. There'll be no black or white or mountain. We'll just be Jesus. I'm here. Here I am. It's written. It is written. It is written. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. Confusion on this earth amongst the church, I withstand you to your face, because you are to blame.
Amen.
I'm very clear what God called me to do.
Praise God.
It's not done in a corner. Then why do you allow it? Did I even tell you why? Why do you allow what you're doing? Because you are. Yeah. Why are you allowing yourself to fulfill your own self? Why? And you better thank God for a guy like me.
Yes, Lord.
Because most of you ought to be condemning yourself. But blessed is the man that will not condemn himself. And the thing, there's hope in the gospel. There's hope in what is written. It is written. It is written. It is written. It is written. But you know, you're allowing yourself to be hard to get today. Just allowing yourself. Why are you doing that? Why not stir up that gift that God has given you? They don't know what I'm talking about. But when Peter was come to Antioch, Peter, the one who had the keys, the one who had the revelation, the truth, the one that God used to open the doors to the Jews and then also to the Gentiles.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about, Buster. Peter, when you're converted, you'll strengthen the Gentile brothers.
Amen.
And how did God convert Peter?
Mm-hmm.
Through Paul.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm really not sorry, because you people aren't as dumb as you look. You like to look dumb so folk don't hold you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Willingly ignorant. I didn't know that. But you're not as dumb as you look.
Right,
huh?
Right.
And you do sure look dumb. Peter! Yeah? Rise! Slay! Eat!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In a trance, I'm just dreaming something. I was in a trance. Give me that boom push. No matter what words I use, that all you fine, educated people, God have mercy on your miserable souls. Boy, are you going to be tried as by fire? You got to burn that out of you. You just got to burn it. Our God, we're not careful, King, to answer you in this matter. A matter of serving God or serving you. We're not careful. You bow down and worship me. You serve me. But King, how are you going to cover for us? Because you put a decree that everybody should bow. And it gets out that you guys got by without bowing. How am I going to do that? I'll cover. I'm the King. They won't question me.
Yes.
How you get in heaven? Don't question God. Rich man died and went to hell. What am I doing here? Don't question me.
Amen.
Questions.
Glory. Hallelujah.
It's written.
Hallelujah.
It's written.
Thank you, Lord.
Rise, slay, and eat. Yeah. Don't get a very good connection anymore. Yeah. Break the connection, Lord. Because every time they connect it, pow. How about I connect with you? You don't hang up, do you? Just.
Father,
I'm going to try to show you what I'm seeing here out of almost every one of you. Look at me now. I'll show you. Let's look. Make sure you're looking at me now.
Amen.
Look at me, because I'm going to look at you. And this is what I see. Jesus brought me out.
All right.
That's because you was all wrong. So he brought you out of that wrong place into a right place. Glory be to God. Somebody in this house. Somebody get all excited. Tell everybody. I didn't come over there, St. Stephen, to tell you I was a prophet.
No, you didn't.
I didn't even know he was over there.
That's right. Amen.
When I first came here, I didn't talk too much about being a prophet.
No.
No, I didn't.
Bless you, Jesus.
No, I didn't.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I didn't. I told you it was in the Bronx. When God finally said to me, I ordained you a prophet.
Hallelujah.
And so I decided to give myself a name. Praying prophet. And boy, did I go out of my way. I went to Chicago and bought prayer rugs. We had one of them around here somewhere. Shirley, where that prayer rug is at?
Oh, Jesus.
Where's that? Sure up her head, Lord. We have a prayer rug around here. We had lots of it. I just kept one. It's got the Lord's Supper on it.
Hallelujah.
Anybody know what's that? I'm about ready to close.
My Lord God.
I'm too boring, ain't I?
No.
I got compit. And the reason I use the word praying prophet, because I saw in Jeremiah. Where's Jeremiah? Read it.
Amen.
Read that, Jeremiah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The word called praying prophet. Yeah.
Oh, that my head were watered.
Oh, that my head were watered.
And my eyes a fountain of tears.
And my eyes a fountain of tears.
That I might weep.
Oh, if I could just weep.
Yes, Lord.
Day and night.
Day and night.
For the slain of the daughter of my people.
Now watch him get so. Read.
Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place.
I got one.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
I got a lodging place.
Amen.
In this wilderness.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. A wayfaring man that I might lead my people.
A people's always going their own way, wayfaring.
And go from them.
I just get away from them.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord God.
I'm looking for the term by the weeping. Who got it? Well, there's one place it actually talks about Jeremiah being a weeping.
Right.
Mountains will I take up a weeping and wailing, and for the habitations of the wilderness a lamentation, because they are burned up, so that none can pass through them, neither can men hear the voice of the cattle, both the fowl of the heavens and the beasts are
dead. Oh, I weep. And he wept over Jerusalem.
Amen.
Yes. How come you don't associate the words of God with our present experiences?
Yes.
The things that were written for before our time, they were written for us to learn something.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
What are you learning?
Glory.
Those things.
That you have learned.
That you have both.
Learned.
I got to depend on that you learned.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
What are you learning? And Paul come back again and says, you have not so learned Christ. The term knowledge is kind of, you have not so learned Christ.
Okay.
Says, you didn't learn that from me.
Amen.
You haven't learned what you're doing this morning from me.
No, no.
No, you have not.
No, no.
I'll make a noise even when people don't agree with me.
Amen. Amen. So true.
God says, now I want you twice over a prophet. I stepped in the Bronx one night. I started telling him I'm a prophet. Because he, see, this is how many years after the 18-year-old experience? You don't even know. Eyes and they see not. Ears. How are they going to see, Lord? Well, maybe I can wash their eyes with tears so they can see. And Jesus wept. I told you twice he wept. Twice. I told you twice he wept. Hello? It's an implacable devil. Huh? That's all I've been talking about this morning. It's written.
It's written.
And he wants to tell me it's written.
It's written. It's written. Amen.
Oh, the devil said, it's written. He'll give his angel charge over you. It's written. It's also written, you devil, touch not my anointing. And do my prophets no harm. So just keep on doing that damn harness, you stupid fool. You blind guide. You demon from hell. Kind of bold, ain't I? God ain't going to reveal anything else to this world without the prophet. Especially in this crucial hour. For the Lord God will do nothing. See, he's not going to do nothing. He's going to do something. He's not just doing nothing. He's doing something. He's doing what was written from the beginning of the world. Damn fool. But this is nothing new. This is just one little demon out here raising hell.
Glory. Glory.
Do you ever wonder why they keep listening?
Right.
I mean, you guys got such a great revelation from God. So why don't you let God help you get it out?
Amen.
No, he didn't tell me to get your revelation out.
No.
I'm going to stop you. I am going to stop you. I have, haven't I? Every man's mouth will stop. And now maybe I have to start stopping some of the women. I'm not going to stop you, Sister Burgess. What's in your mouth? Speak. Well, you'll do that because he's picking you up. She sure is. She sure is, boy. You get the message? I'm going to hang up on you. I already gave you too much space.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, maybe I'll just walk out. I already gave you too much time. The longer I talk, the harder you get. Stiff neck. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face. Come on, face me. Come on, Steve. Come on, you other wise guy. Come on, face me. Come on. Big old sign off, Princess Maranatha. Big old building, that multi-million dollar cathedral.
Lord.
I hear. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face because he was to blame. What's going on here? For before that, certain men came from James, saying he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew. He left.
Yes.
Separated himself.
Amen.
Is that what you're doing? When some of you folk leave, you're separating yourself. I'll let nothing. Then you separate yourself.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Am I looking at you close enough, or should I get a little closer?
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Huh?
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I'll bet nothing. Separate me.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
From his love.
From his love. Hallelujah. Glory.
Don't you know what love is?
Glory.
Jesus is love.
Glory.
And where is he? In you. In me.
Yes.
In love.
Yes.
You are wrong and you know it. And don't ever forget it. And don't let nothing ever separate you again.
Hallelujah. Glory.
That's love talking to you.
Glory.
I don't believe that. Come on, smile a little bit. I didn't say grin, I said smile.
Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
They're talking about you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, they say you like to paddle passing on the head because he says there's none like you.
Thank you for your love.
About passing the air. I just believe I'll pat them on the back.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a good testimony.
Hallelujah.
What a testimony.
Hallelujah.
What a testimony.
Hallelujah.
Well, let me see. Hello?
Bless you, Brother Stair. This is Sister Sherry.
Where are you at?
Just calling in, humbling myself. Don't want that devil to have all that airtime.
Huh. You think I would give him all that airtime?
No.
Oh.
Just hung up on him. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Lord bless you. See, I'm just not impressed with people. That's Sister Sherry. She's entangled. What in the world are you going to do to get her out of that entanglement? Blessed is the man that does not entangle with the affairs of this life. If I was not, I'd be out there to my daughter's place. I'd be over to the other one. I'd go look for him. But I'm not going to do it because I got myself. You folks still don't realize how God stopped me from just doing that. They won't budge, Lord, will they? They're too hard. They're not sensitive to the time we live in. I withstood Peter to his face. What are you doing, Peter? Have you forgotten that rooftop experience? What are you doing, Peter? Separating yourself from the Gentiles? Hello? About time. Take care. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and surveyed himself, freeing them which were of the law keepers. We are not keepers of the law. We do not keep the Sabbath. We remember it. We remember the law too, but we don't keep it. And the law don't keep us. If that's it, boy, you're done. You're done. I remember Mr. Obama making fun of the Bible. He said, "What part of the Bible?" Let me feed that to my State Department. Well, the Bible says you caught a little boy picking up sticks, you ought to stone him. Amen. Elijah found a little widow picking up sticks. Amen. Sorry, Jeff, I know you're trying real hard, but still got that faraway look in your eyes. Just can't see afar off. Bible says those are far off should draw nigh.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, magnify. I've heard preachers say, for instance, there's a word here, dissimulation. I remember when Kurt stood in this pulpit and preached about this simulation.
Amen.
I never gave my thought separating themselves. Instead of uniting, they separated. Let love be without dissimulation. If you love one, love the other. And love them equal. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Dissimulation. I ain't gonna sit next to you, but I'll sit next to that one. I like that one better than I like you. Why not just suffer yourself to be defrauded? Came to his own, and they defrauded him. Got a bunch of guilty folk, aren't you? Aren't you?
Yes, Lord.
You prefer one before? For that certain came from James, he ate with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew. Separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. Face me, you devils! Think you're going to come and tell me about a new covenant? I've been not preaching about a new covenant. I preached a new covenant long enough to tell you it's the last covenant. It's the last agreement. I will come again. That is the covenant. The messenger of the covenant. If I go away, I will come again. For what purpose? To receive you. Anymore. No separation. You'll start singing, I'm so glad that Jesus loves you. How much I love you. Even though you didn't love me, I love you. I told you, go do what's right. And it'll be well with you. Remember Ebenezer. Nobody knows Ebenezer.
Say to the right. Shall be well with you.
Then I sent him back to Nigeria.
Yeah.
Sent him $80,000and sent my brother Simon along with him. And the reason I sent Simon, you gotta watch this guy. Damn you folk, you just won't concede, will you? Somebody's gotta watch you. Somebody's gotta be watching you. There's an all-seeing eye watching you. Watch him.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
It's a natural brute beast.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He's already done what he said he would do. He said, we'll go away to prepare a place for you. But if I go, I will come again. Otherwise, his going would have meant nothing. He said, he's pleading for you that I go away. Why don't somebody in this house, why do I got to go scripture after, just like this damn Steve, huh? Quote the book to you, and you sit there, and you want to dial, and blah, 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 blah. Well, how do Sherry going to have to do what God told her to do? Huh?
Glory.
Her husband, that's what it is. My children, my wife, my family.
Oh, thank you. Hallelujah.
They don't mind forsaking you. They just don't want you to forsake them. But you're going to have to do it to stay with him. You forsake all to follow him. You are a bunch of hardened people. They're just kind of preaching. I told you if I had to preach like this, just 40 years ago, right up here in St. George, I'd preach like this. And while I was preaching, I was on my face carrying a cross. And Brother Curtis was with me. I don't told you this story. If you don't believe me. And then I just about. Hey, should have a hurt look. But you heard me when they talked to me like that. Thank you, Jesus. Tell me I should remember. Shouldn't forget.
Hallelujah.
See, I remember when you first came, Sister Pal. I remember. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
I remember when Ron came with her. Mm-hmm. And a girl, tough husband. Because they had that little girl, she was small. I remember her, too. One day she got so brazen, she came from the outside of the town. I says, oh, why did you go easy on Daniel or Samuel? Because she, you know, they were courting. Yeah. All those requiring Samuel to do would be faithful. And you know, it's amazing when I tell you what really happened. Because they finally got married, and then I made that confession. And Samuel was one boy just ready to punch me in the mouth. I mean, ready to beat me up. Little old tough Samuel. And I walked into the restroom, and there was Samuel. And he was. And I went like this. I said, Samuel. Samuel. Anybody know why I did that? Huh? Get out. Get out of my presence! That you don't know any of these stories. I'm trying to tell Samuel, Lord, it's neither of you, Samuel. If you ever need each other, you know what you need it for? To forgive each other. You think you can love one another without forgiving? How you doing with it? Show up, Samuel. Let his wife come, but he won't come. Because he knows I'm going to look right in his face and tell him, boy, you accused me of something that you're so guilty of yourself. Don't play with me, folk. Not a man in this place has not been guilty of adultery. And now we find Sister Sue. Or sin. Because that's all adultery is.
Amen.
Fornication, adultery, murder, sin.
Amen.
That's all it is.
Amen.
Just sin. And ain't nothing Jesus.
No.
Took him away. But that takes a real faith, doesn't it? Doesn't it? But I have no other way to go. I came to Jesus. To you, to him. generation would have built his house. And the other law, other Jews assembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their assimilation. Do you know when you separate from anyone here, you get other folk on your side?
Amen.
And then they start treating the person that you're... Mr. Rose, how many of these sisters do you think would run up to you and give you a hug and say, good morning, Sister Rose. Both are assimilated from you. They wouldn't do it. They want to come and give me a hug. And then he'd leave me and go, I saw you do it. I saw you do it. I saw you do it. Boy, you're getting loved.
Amen. Praise God.
Because if you love them, they love you. I do know that before we got this thing going, you didn't hug each other like that. No. You hugged the ones you work with mostly. I always hug the ones I love. The ones I really shouldn't love at all, but... Think about that. Just think about that. Oh, a lot of you folk, you'll say it from your mouth, but you don't believe it with your heart. I'm not here because I'm getting paid. I'm not here because I'm getting recognition. I'm here because of the love of God. When I don't go on, then go to hell. You better keep yourself in the love of God. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You better come out of here. Somebody in this house. I'm waiting, Lord. I'm waiting here to say, somebody touch me. My people are being destroyed for a lack of love. What lack I yet? Show what you have. Give to the poor. Come. Take up your cross. Keep the commandments. I always tell you that. Somebody find that story for me. Let's see if we can prove I'm right or wrong. Okay? Come on, you read it before. A rich young ruler. Rich young ruler. A rightful claim. He was rich. He was young. And he was... You don't see you people trying to find this scripture. And then when you get it, you want to look at them, check out, make sure I got it. All right, my good reader. You've been doing a good job today.
Hallelujah.
Haven't found it yet? Let's start from the beginning.
And a certain...
Is that what it said? Certain?
Yeah.
Not just anybody? A certain one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certain. Certain.
In certain rule.
You can be sure of this. Certain.
Yes.
Certain.
And a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master."
Good master.
What shall I do?
What shall I do?
To inherit eternal life.
Is that the one we're looking for? Is that the rich young ruler?
Yeah. There's two of them. You wanted up in the count?
I want the one that describes the man's situation. A certain rich. Now, that's not like that. I want it just the one that identified the man.
Hallelujah.
Maybe I'm wrong, huh? A certain rich young ruler.
Hallelujah.
Is it there?
Yes.
Rogue says it's there, so it's got to be there, right, Rogue?
Glory.
Whatever count.
I'm looking for that one that mentions about the certain rich young ruler. Mm-hmm. But mind you, it doesn't just say a rich young ruler. It says a certain. Why the hell don't you folk give up? No, you're not going to do that, are you? It didn't just say a rich young ruler. It said there was a certain. Certain. One that was deliberately chosen.
Hallelujah. Glory.
God damn this house, they won't do it. I don't know why. Is it there?
Yeah.
Who got it? You got it, boy? Well, do you, don't you?
Yes.
I'm looking for the one that talks about a certain rich young ruler. He's the focal point. Read.
And a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master."
Good master.
What shall I do?
What shall I do?
Hallelujah.
To inherit eternal life.
To inherit eternal life.
And Jesus said unto him,
is that the one talking about the ruler?
Yeah.
Rich?
Yeah, that's it.
Rich?
Yeah.
Now say it, I'm rich.
Yeah. Lord.
I'm young in the Lord. I rule my own spirit. Make my own way.
Okay.
Become very successful. Found myself a husband. Had a bunch of youngins. Rich. Young. Come here, boy. Hey, you. Come up here. Will you please tell these people your qualifications? Did you go to college?
Yes, sir.
What college you go to?
University of Minnesota.
University of Minnesota. Did you graduate?
No.
How come? Too smart, right? You got to where they couldn't teach you no more, right? Any more qualifications?
No.
What did you learn about computers?
I was there and just by myself.
By yourself?
Yes,
But you know how to use them.
Thank God.
I will.
Yeah,
look how he dresses. You dress like a hick.
Praise the Lord.
Now, if I turn Rose loose on you, she'd fix you up, boy. Look at that shirt. Look at that one.
Ooh.
Then after she put it on, she goes. No, this is the. The guy, a college graduate?
Yeah.
A college.
Almost.
Ah, you could have passed the whole thing, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. God killed my dad.
Hmm?
God killed my dad, and I had to go home and take care of the farm.
Did you learn on a farm?
Yeah, that's what.
What'd you learn on a farm? How to farm.
Sure.
Amen.
Then God brought you down here to your dad.
Yes, sir.
So you can learn how to be an overcomer.
Amen.
What are you learning on this?
Overcome.
Overcome.
Praise the Lord.
You didn't have to overcome me, didn't you?
Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
In And he wept over Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem. You killed the prophets. You stone them. You reject them. And every time I send one to them, it was one of my desires to. How often? How often I would have gathered you. You don't want to read the rest, do you? Do you? Do you?
You would not.
But you would not. It's not that he wouldn't do it. You just wouldn't let him do it.
Yes, he will.
And you sit there so sanctimonious. So arrogant. So proud. Let's finish that story. Read on.
And Jesus said unto him.
And Jesus said unto him.
Why callest thou me good? None is good, save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandment. Do not commit adultery.
Isn't it something? Isn't this something?
Mm-hmm.
He said, good master. Jesus, what do you do calling me good?
Good. Said, amen.
There's none going to be. In other words, you don't know God, boy.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You wouldn't call me good.
No.
Because there's none good,
but God.
Hey, my good man. Hey there, my good man.
No. Not good.
Why are you kicking at that? Why? You want to make sure you let everybody know you picked the best man, right? Good man. Did you pick the best man? Sure. You mean it wasn't about anybody better? How about you? Oh, how about you? Hmm? How about you?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh,
man. There's none.
Good,
but God. And if you can find God in somebody, you'll find something that's good. And what is God? And what is God? What is God? Love. My God, folks. You think you know a whole lot about love, huh? Love suffers long. It's not puffed up. You sisters ought to love me. I'm a lovable guy. Ain't that right? Yeah. Keep the commandments, Jesus said to the man. And here's what he said. Which ones? Jesus didn't say all of them. He just named a few. And he named the one that he knew that the young man had kept. He didn't refute him. Name the ones he named.
Thou knowest the commandments.
Thou knowest the commandments.
Do not commit adultery.
Do not kill.
Do not
kill.
Do not steal.
Do not bear false witness.
Honor thy father
and thy mother.
And he said,
and he said, I've kept them.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's actually saying, I never committed adultery. Yeah. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
That I didn't kill nobody.
Yeah.
I haven't stole from nobody.
Yeah.
I take care of my mom and dad.
Yeah.
What about that guy yet?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
All he was doing the works of the law.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes, Lord.
That's all he was doing.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And knowing the works of faith.
Jesus.
Boy, you would think when I talk like this, yes, instead of getting that look back at me,
yes,
that look, I don't know what in the world he's talking about. belong.
And when, now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing.
One thing.
What?
One thing.
Just one thing? Yeah.
One thing.
Read.
Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.
Yes. Turn them down. Yes. What an opportunity God's given to you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh. Oh, I never done that. I never done this. Yeah, you have. You're wretched. Yes. Wretched. Yes. Just wretched. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's written.
It's written.
It's written.
But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter, before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of Gentiles and not as do the Jews, why compel thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? That's too deep, isn't it? That's a statement that goes right over your head. If thou being a Jew, you being a Christian, livest after the manner of the Gentiles, you eat and sleep. Huh? You folk actually think I'm so dumb that I don't know what you did to have that little baby. Or you. You never had a baby? I know what you did. Yeah. Boy, I can guarantee you were jumping up and down when that thing was conceived. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, they don't... Now, she's afraid I might talk to her.
Yes, glory.
See, God knows you.
Yes, he does. Thank God. Yeah.
One thing in lovemaking, as you all work for, is climax. That is it's over with for now.
Amen.
Next time.
Right. Amen.
No?
Yes.
No?
That's it.
Huh? Amen. We have a climax one day with Jesus. And it ain't ever going to end. At his right hand, fullness of joy. In his presence, pleasures. Pleasure for evermore. And he's going to allow you to have pleasure. And you're going to allow him to have pleasure. Manifestation of pure love, clean love, righteous love. The Bible tells you that the love of God is pure, clean.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. What lack I yet? Well, you lack the love for God. But I gave all my money to the poor. I gave up my ambitions. What ambition you have now?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Oh, to be like.
Oh, yes.
That your ambition?
Amen.
Be like him?
Amen. Lord Jesus.
He likes you.
Glory. Glory.
Oh boy.
It's written.
It's written.
It's written.
It's written.
It's written.
It's written. I started out talking about that because the Bible was written. First it was spoken. Spoken to Moses. First of all, where in the world did Moses get all that knowledge from?
Amen. Oh, God.
Huh? God spoke to him.
Right.
Moses, take off your shoes.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
You're on holy ground.
Holy.
Now I'm going to speak to you, Moses.
Yes, God.
What is it? You go down, Moses. You tell old Pharaoh.
Yes.
And I tried to tell you why Pharaoh did not kill him. That's a remarkable thing, because, and you sit there like a bunch of damn peanut heads. Huh? He was raised, isn't it? What a remarkable story. How the man that had gone out to kill all the babies, and that mother, Moses, she went and hid him in the bulrushes. So Pharaoh's daughter would find her, and depending on her mother's instinct, out there in the boom. What's that? Like a little baby. Oh. She nursed it. She nourished it. She nourished it. The Bible says it was raised as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. My God, what a position, huh? Huh?
Oh, God.
He was groomed to become Pharaoh himself. Then he heard about a bunch of crazy people lived across the river, and he had a strange drawing inside him. There was something inside him that said, they're my people.
Hallelujah.
I wish somebody could look around and say, these are God's people. These are my brothers and sisters. We're God's people. Whoa! Look at that! Wow! Let's nourish a little bit. Come on, draw from the breast. Did you mention the word breast? Boy, are we so holy. God, are we holy. Moses did not run from Egypt because of the Egyptians. He ran because he was afraid that one of his brothers would tell on him. Now, see, I'm wrong again, huh? He went out to being drawn to these people. They were slaves. And he saw one of the Egyptians beating up on a poor, innocent, working slave. And he grabbed that Egyptian and slew him. Why are you doing that again? Please tell me why you're sitting there. If you know the scripture, you wouldn't do that. You don't know them, do you? Huh? So what does this have to do with Moses going down to Pharaoh? Because he fled. He fled from Egypt because he was afraid that one of his own brothers, in order to save his hide, would say, hey, Pharaoh, that guy Moses, he killed one of your chief soldiers. You're doing it again, I'm telling you. You're acting like I'm not telling you the truth. So Moses fled. That was in God's will too, wasn't it? For 40 years. 40 years. And after 40 years, God remembered Moses. Wow! Moses was doing all right.
Glory! Jesus.
Getting hungry? Who's cooking today? What you got? Well, thank God for hot dogs, huh? Are they going to be hot? hot dog. Know that expression? I'm a dog, but I'm a hot one. Ah, boy. See, I'm trying to show you something. It's written.
Amen. It's written.
This was written for our learning.
Yes, it is.
Moses on the backside of the desert, out of Egypt, had a nice wife, had a good family, a good living. He was walking down the road one day. Huh, ain't seen that before. Oh, well, it'll burn up.
My Lord, my God.
Come by the next day?
My Lord, yes, yes.
Oh, that word of God still burning.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I've met this before.
Yes, Lord.
Church after church, people after people that I would go to and I'd watch them do this.
Yes, God.
I remember preaching at a Baptist church in Oklahoma. I don't know why the Baptist pastor let me come there, but he asked me to come preach from Sunday morning. Big church. So I went. Man, I just didn't act like a Baptist.
Glory.
I run, I jumped, I hollered, I screamed, I rebuked, talked in tongues.
Glory!
Glory!
Thank you, Father.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
The old pastor, he was so excited. Because most every time when I do that, I would have him taken an offering. And then I give it to his pastor.
Yeah.
I just admit it, times.
Glory to God.
That's how I kept him on my side. See, here I'm telling another story.
Amen. Oh, Jesus.
When I got done preaching, took the offering, gave this pastor, and pastor got up and he said, boy, we need to keep Brother Stair around here all the time. And what he said, he said, no, we don't. All we do is get what he got. You don't need to keep Jesus here all the time. Just get what he got. He got a place for you. Just get what he got. There is a place. Quiet rest. Why? Because his heart is rested. He's resting. Yes, sir. And one day you're going to rest for sure. He's a little restless right now, but he gonna find rest. Now I tell you people over and over again that I'd rather have you stay home and don't come out here. You're gonna keep on acting like this.
Oh, Jesus.
I can still preach on the radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless your name.
That's something Steve can do.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
He ain't preaching nowhere. Enoch's not preaching anywhere. Jonathan's not preaching. They do a whole lot more preaching right over here. Huh? Because I respect preachers.
Amen.
But they're not preaching no more.
Right.
See, over here is a preacher of righteousness.
Right.
I'm not going to let you preach if you're not going to preach righteousness. Not your own either. Oh, boy.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless you.
I got to finish it for my own sake. Moses, take off your shoes.
Hallelujah.
You're standing on holy ground.
Lord.
Yes, sir.
Lord.
What is it, Lord? Moses,
Lord.
I want you to go to Egypt.
Yes, Lord.
What do you think I had your birth like that?
Lord.
Had you raised right in the palace.
Oh, God. Oh, glory. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Glory.
Sister Biggie, you're brown enough. They hit you right in your face.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
There we are. There we are. Now you can look at my face.
My Lord.
Let me shine on you.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord.
See, there's a point I'm trying to get across for my own sake. How come Pharaoh did not kill Moses? I wish I could picture this. Pharaoh sitting on his throne, having a great gathering with his elders and everybody, and all at once, through the back door, comes Moses.
Glory.
You don't walk into the presence of the king like that. What are you doing, Moses? I'm doing what God told me to do. Did God prepare?
Yes, God.
Prepare a little ark and that little boy. You're still not with me, folks. If this doesn't excite you, there's nothing will. Moses was scheduled to be the next Pharaoh.
Yes.
Pharaoh did not have any other sons except one. And God took care of that one before Moses ever came back.
Right.
Remember the firstborn?
Remember?
The firstborn even in Pharaoh's house that was scheduled to take his place on the throne and God killed him? Hey! God, do it. I dare. Look at this. Come on, do it. So he had nobody to take his place now. He said his daughter, she was going to do it, and a woman couldn't be the Pharaoh.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
What you want, Moses? Well, I want to come back home. Oh, good, we still got your room fixed. That ain't what I want.
No. Amen.
Thus saith the Lord God.
Amen.
You let my people go.
Yes.
What was I said?
Amen.
I'm going to kill that rascal. He walks in front of all my authority and say, this is what I got to do.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
The things that were written fellow said to me some years ago, why are you fighting democracy? I don't fight democracy because of the things in America we're free to preach. But that's going to change, see?
Yes.
Amen.
And if we keep on preaching, we're going to put it in a fiery furnace.
Amen.
And we got to get to the point where we say, okay, we're not going to be careful to answer you in this matter.
No.
You got to grasp it, if you do, the whole creation groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the Son of God.
Yes.
And we ourselves grow. For the manifestation that Christ is in me. In the fiery furnace.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Surely there are four in there.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory.
But I just put three in there.
Glory.
But I see four. When they see us being like Christ, they'll see him, the fourth one. I remember Oral Roberts preaching a fourth man.
Yes.
I had a little bit in my mind. In Genesis, he was a seated woman.
Yes.
In Exodus, Passover lamb.
Yes.
Leviticus, he was our high priest.
Yeah.
He had the whole thing.
Yeah.
And Matthew is the Messiah.
Yeah.
And Mark is son of man. Luke, son of God.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Yeah. He said a revelation.
Yeah.
He's the King of Kings.
Yeah.
And the Lord of Lords. He's the one that will come again. To receive you. Cover each other with that.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
To receive you.
You.
You. You.
You.
You.
You.
You.
You.
Amen.
Glory.
You.
Amen.
Trouble.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
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 Glory. Glory. Oh, Jesus. Glory.
Glory, God.
It's all flesh, huh?
Yeah.
That proud.
Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were offered the mark of the beast. Just like you were being prepared to receive it soon.
Amen.
To identify with the pagan king.
Glory.
If you do that, we'll let you live.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And again, I go through it because I know you can get it. King said, look, I'll tell you what. Just bow here in my presence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody ask questions about why you're still alive, I'll tell them, I'll take care of it.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah.
Bless you.
All you got to do is bow.
Yeah.
That's all. I'd like to answer. Would you all stand with me, please? Can you give me an answer?
Yes.
Oh, King, oh, God, oh, world, oh, Trump. We're not careful to answer you in this matter. The God that we serve. You want us to bow, and our God says no. So we're going to obey our God. We're not going to obey you. Oh, are we coming to that?
Hallelujah! Thank you, God.
See, I can't talk to you because you folks just don't get it.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Mr. Trump, whether he turns out to be he's operating purely. Look, Patterson, looking at me. Look. Wait for me to say something.
Hallelujah.
I did tell you as much as I could. I said, if he's elected. But that, so he's not elected. Would that prevent him from being a man of sin?
No.
Or is he going to exercise power?
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
If you read the accounts of it now.
Okay.
In fact, Brother Dennis said they'd made mention of something.
Yeah.
And just yesterday in the news, I was starting to make a move toward Iran again.
Right. Okay.
And I remember telling you people.
Right. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
The fifth thunder. Once it sounds.
Yes. Yes. True.
Boom, boom, boom.
Hallelujah.
To fulfill the end time message will take no less than 3.5 years and no more.
Yes, God.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Look.
Yes, God. Amen. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, where you at? Hello? Hello?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus.
I just heard from heaven.
Oh.
Brother Brown? I just heard from heaven. It's just something we forget.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Brother Brown.
Those things that you have both learned.
I just heard from heaven. Brother Brown, you were doing so well with it. What the hell happened to it? Did he refuse?
Yeah. Well, hallelujah!
He refused, not him.
See that, you what?
Refused, not him.
Glory!
From earth.
Where am I speaking from?
Earth. Hallelujah! Yes, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
You're not refusing to hear me, are you?
Glory!
When you harden your heart, stiff in your neck, slap your head, what is that? What is that?
Glory! Jesus! Hallelujah. Glory God. Bless you, Lord God.
Who got that scripture?
Bless you.
Isn't this something? I go through this. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Every incident.
Oh God. Jesus. Worthy. Oh, blessed.
See that you refuse not him.
That speaketh.
What?
That speaketh.
Hmm. If they escape not to refuse him.
Hallelujah.
That spake on earth.
Hallelujah.
Much more shall not we escape.
Jesus.
If we turn away from him.
Hallelujah.
That speaketh from heaven.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Read it again.
See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not, he refuse.
Do you know anybody who speaks?
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't?
Yes.
Isn't this somehow you're going to right here? It's just as stubborn as it could be.
Don't refuse him and
you don't know about somebody speaks?
Yes. True. Yes. True. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
You know who speaks?
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Preach.
Glory.
Yes. Brother. Preach.
For if they escape not. Who refused him.
Who refused him.
That spake on earth.
That spake on earth.
Much more.
Much more.
Amen.
Shall not we escape.
Shall not we escape.
If we turn away.
If we turn away.
Ooh. From him.
From him.
That speaketh from heaven.
That speaketh from heaven.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
You speak from heaven? Jesus.
Yes.
What did he say? I'll come again. Think about that. He said, I will come again and receive you. Wow. 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 You. Why don't somebody in this place? I got a lot more scripture, but I'll let it go.
Thank you, Lord God.
We're about ready to leave. Tabernacle, and the phone number is 843-538-1334.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You know what? I didn't want to call because I know I'm going to rebuke them. Mm-hmm. They know I'm going to say, what are you still doing there for?
Right.
Then you're going to say to me, well, you expect all of them to come? No. I don't expect them all to come. But all those that hear me,
right.
They should come.
Amen.
I mean, get out of the city.
Amen.
Then I said about the young girl. You think she's going to stay back up there and preserve her family?
No.
Look, Mother.
Glory God. Glory God.
Everybody getting ready for special Thanksgiving Day services.
For,
who are you going to thank? For what?
That's right.
Right. Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
future of family Thanksgiving.
Right.
We thank God for getting around the table with the family.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Almost afraid to answer the phone. No, I'm not afraid, but hello? Say where you are, Ben. See, I do that on purpose. And you damn folk, you don't take no heed to it. Do you think I'm just telling stories just to watch out, Ben? Ben, when I finally let him stay the last time, he was doing pretty good. He did show out once or twice, and we corrected him.
Right.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did show out one time, twice, to Brother Brown. Now, you folk know Brother Brown's a staple around here.
Right.
You know that.
Yeah.
You don't know that?
Yeah.
Don't ignore him. He's a good example. And if he gets out of line, I'll get him. Yeah, I will. I'll come down the side. If you remember, of course you won't. You don't. You know, if I say something, you, now, they were sitting at the table right next to.
Yes.
They were both working together pretty good.
Yes.
And all of them said to him, "You want to go home?"
Yeah.
How quick did Jacob answer me?
Quick.
Yes, sir. I said, "You get out of, with a couple hours, we had him out of here." You don't get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See? Because I knew what he had done several times before.
Yeah.
I knew what he had done to Pastor Rice.
Yeah.
You're not going to learn, are you? Are you? I mean it when I say you want to go back. Don't you even give me a little hint, boy. I'll have you out of here. We'll get the berries picked, the weeds pulled. We'll get you back to Japan. As long as you keep looking back. Speedy riddance. Speedy riddance. Speedy riddance. One, two, three, four. Speedy riddance. It's written. It's written.
Hallelujah.
You guys gonna let that girl out to you all the time? All right.
Neither their silver nor
Nor their gold, or the houses of their land,
shall be able to deliver
or your
them.
Family, or your children,
yeah.
to deliver them, in the day of the Lord's wrath.
Mm, wow!
But the whole land shall be devoured.
So, what's the purpose of your wrath, Lord?
By the fire of His jealousy, for He shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. Mm.
Amen. I don't think I'd mock God. That's one reason why I'm afraid to let you go out of this tabernacle, because some of you have been doing it week after week after week. Just warning after warning after warning. And somehow you console yourself in the long suffering of God. But the Bible tells you His long suffering is going to end. So you better count them.
Yes.
Count the long suffering.
Yes.
Lord bless you. That God will give me the other 10,000 to pay this bill that is a personal bill. I can't take ministry money to pay it.